Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we know it's Czechia that will be hopefully putting under pressure in the World Cup playoff semi-finals in March. A win away in Prague will mean a home final for Ireland against either Denmark or North Macedonia, with a trip to the World Cup on the line for the boys in green. Now, freshly returned to his seat from dancing around the room to put him under pressure is former Ireland captain Kenny Cunningham. Kenny, good evening to you.
Cullum, Katie, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, what do you make of it?
Well, I'm trying to make that as the anthem to Jackie's Army. Wondering if we inserted Heimer's name instead of Jack, would it work? I think it does. Two syllables. I think we'll get away with it.
Yeah. What do you make of the draw? I mean, we avoided Poland. That seemed to be the received wisdom, was that's a good thing.
Look, from a footballing point of view, Colm, I think it was a good draw, but I was a bit disappointed, I've got to be honest with you. I was hoping for a Welsh draw myself. I just thought a one-off contest between us and the Welsh would have been fantastic. Would have really grabbed the imagination of the public. A lot of kind of history between the country, particularly a recent football in history, and obviously the fans, kind of the dynamic there as well. Would have been a great sing-off between both sets of supporters. But yeah, it's not meant to be. But from a footballing point of view, like I said, I think the Czech Republic, I'm going to steer clear of Czechia. I can't quite get my tongue around that, but the Czechs, I think, they're not there for the taking, and they're a very formidable outfit. Difficult to break down, Colin, very experienced, kind of battle-hardened team, but not a team that'll frighten you, and it's a team we can certainly be.
Yeah, I mean, world rankings, you know, Czechs are 44th, we're 59th, but look, that hasn't really mattered.
Checkmate, Colin.
You rank the headlines already, Kenny.
Don't worry about the numbers. Bingo balls, it's just bingo balls. Don't worry about the numbers. It's all about the here and the now. And we're in a good place psychologically off the back of that Hungary game. We couldn't be in a better place in terms of kind of confidence going into the game. We've been getting better as the group's gone on. And there's a lot of turmoil. I'm sure you've done your research both before you came on air in terms of the Czech Republic team. You know, they've lost their manager. They're in transition. Looks as if they'll have a new manager in place by the time the game comes around in March. Suček, the captain, has been stripped of his captaincy, so a lot of turmoil there underneath the surface, and we have to be prepared and ready to take advantage of that.
Yeah, their fans, not necessarily their greatest fans after their behaviour towards them before.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking about. That kind of what a contrast between, you know, the dynamic relationship between the Irish players and the Irish support base at the moment inside the stadium in Hungary. And we all saw those pictures kind of back home, the kind of positive effect the result had, and how it kind of really brought everybody, not that the Irish support base and the Irish players weren't together anyway, but it's really kind of brought them close. I think everybody's felt that over the past couple of days, and that won't dissipate over the next couple of days. That'll still be there when this game comes around. So that's why I'm saying, yeah, I think we can take advantage of that. There's real kind of forward momentum ahead of the team. That won't be enough to win the game, Colin, don't get me wrong. It'll come down to a little bit kind of tactical setup in terms of what the managers think. It may be personnel. We might have a few more players available to us when the game comes around. Thinking about Robbie Brady here in particular, Evan Ferguson as well. So hopefully we'll be in a good place with our full complement of players to choose from.
Well, will Ferguson be fighting for his spot now that Troy has shown
what
he can do?
I'm going to play both of them, Katie. Would it be a crime to put both of them onto the pitch at the same time? I'm not, is this like left field stuff that I'm throwing at you here? Why not? I mean, at the moment, it's been a bit more serious. We played, the system we're playing at the moment maybe only allows for one central striker. Troy Parrott's been that player the last couple of games. We don't have to stick with that. We could actually get two strikers onto the pitch with one or two small minor adjustments. And I think that's something, that's probably the biggest question which Heimer and his staff will be thinking about going forward. We've got Johnny Kenny as well, Adam Eder. We have four central strikers there now of a really good age. that I think pick any two in a central forward partnership could really influence the game against the Czech Republic. So I think that's one of the things the manager and the coaching staff will be taken seriously. And some big decisions, they're the big decisions I'm talking about, which they'll have to make, how to accommodate those players within the group. And also you have to respect the tactical setup as well, and also the qualities and the strengths of the opposition. So that's the job of the management team. We can just, we're on the sidelines looking in, just enjoying it.
Heimer Hallgrimsson talking about it today, saying it's going to be like a cup final, but also already thinking about the game after, saying the most exciting thing is if we win, we get a home game. And that, as you were saying, the atmosphere, that the fans have created an environment in the Aviva that's unique. So that would be massive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't know about a cup final. I never played one myself, Kay. It's not about yourself. I'd have to go back a long way. Probably Dublin schoolboy football for my last kind of cup final. But it is a one-off game. Of course it is. And that's why I think maybe it was a two-legged game. We were going over to Prague, Katie. Maybe you're looking at more of a defensive setup. You know, keep it tight, take them back to the Aviva. That's not the case. You're right, it's a one-off game. So that's why I think really we have to be maybe a little bit more positive, a bit more bold in our approach. I think we've better individual players than the Czech Republic. I think we can put a team on the pitch that's more mobile, speedy, more dynamic than the Czech team. They're kind of one pace. They're physically very imposing. Katie, very good at kind of set pieces, but they're very predictable. I think a slower pace game will suit them. We quicken up the speed of the game, move the ball quickly, put balls in behind, get plenty of runners. That'll really upset them. If we play that type of game, I think we'll win the game. And you're absolutely right. Well, again, we've got to look forward to against the Danes back in Dublin.
Right. Well, if you pardon the pun, Kenny, we'll have to check in with you again.
Anytime.
You greeted that with the silence. The silence, Kenny, it deserved. Thanks.
I didn't want to come back and steal your thunder, Colm. I thought I'd leave it with you. That little punch at the end, I'd give you that one.
Thanks a million, Kenny.
I'm all excited now.
You're very good. All right, time to go over and check in on the commute.